Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining us for our Sunday morning Evan HaEzer Shir. We are learning Hilchos Yichud, and we are deep in the topic of Baila Be'ir. The Gemara tells us, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if a woman is, if you have Yichud with a woman, a married woman, but her husband is in town, that's okay, because she's not going to do anything wrong. If you are the Jewish plumber, you're the Jewish electrician, and you go to a woman's house to fix the electricity in her house. So since her husband is in town, she's not going to do anything wrong. And we had two explanations that we've been working with. Rashi says the simple explanation, that she's scared that he might walk in at any minute. And since she's scared that her husband might walk in at any minute, she would not do anything inappropriate with the visiting electrician. The Rambam, as passed by the Shulchan Aruch, says it in a different way. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say it that a woman who knows that her husband's in town has emas baila aleha. She has a fear for her husband. He's in town. He's local. Almost like the way we explained from the Chazanish. She has like a mental block, an anxiety. As long as her husband's in town, she's not going to do anything wrong knowing that her husband is in town. That's the sugya of baila be'ir with the machlokas of how to understand it. We raised the question last week, what would be in the inverse situation? If the man is at home, but his wife is in town. Is the man who, let's say a woman comes to the house where the man is, and is the man going to be scared to do anything inappropriate, knowing that his wife is in Gourmet Glot, his wife is working nearby, his wife might walk in at any minute? Do we say equally that the man is scared, just like we said that a woman is scared if her husband's in town? Do we also say, just like we say the heter of Baila Be'ir, do we provide a heter called Ishto Be'ir, that a man wouldn't do anything wrong if he knew that his wife is in town and could come back at any point? So we saw different shitas. We saw it's the preponderance, the majority of the posim sounded like it was permitted, just like when a woman is home, knowing that her husband could come home any minute, it's okay. So too, if a husband knows that his wife could catch him, that would also make it okay. One or two issues that we had is that the language of the Gemara says Baila Be'ir. It says it only in one way. It says it only that if a woman's home, she's allowed to do Yichud if her husband might come inside. Her husband's in town. Only said that. Didn't say Ishto Be'ir. That's one point. Another problem that we have to raise that we'll see soon is there are Gemaras that talk about that if your wife is with you, I'm sorry. We'll see it in a minute in one of the poskim right now. We'll see how some other gemaras fit in with this question. So let me share the screen with you. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Here you have the screen in front of you. And I want to go through a tshuva of the Imre Yosher. Imre Yosher was Rav Meir Arik. Meir Arik was a Gdoli poskim of the mid-1800s and late 1800s, early 1900s, and he authored the Tal Torah on Bavli and Yerushalmi, and he also had his Tshuva Sefer, the Imre Yosh. Meir Arik was from the Gdoli Europe in the late 1800s. So he is asked this question that we're dealing with. Yichud, is there Yichud? Kishe Ishto Be'ir. When your wife is in town, your wife could come home at any minute, is it going to be considered Yichud for you to your home, and there's a woman who's coming into the house, a cleaning lady, for example, but your wife could come back from Gourmet Glot or from wherever she is. She teaches in one of the local schools, and she could come home and find you with a cleaning lady. So is that a heter or not? So he speaks to the shoel and says, Kvaro Einav, you the asker, you already saw the Divrei Beis Shmuel, who learned Nira de lo shaykh iser yichud kishishta be'ir. You told me that you saw some posts and say that there's no iser. The problem is we have a Mishnah. The problem is that there's a Mishnah that says the following. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that says, Bizman she'ishto imo, hu yashen imahem. When your wife is with you, then the man could be in a place where there are other women around. It sounds like if the wife is with you, then the man could be misyachid with other women. If his wife is with him, then he could have yichud with other women because his wife is there. Which is mashma that if his wife is not with him, but they're just in town, his wife is just in town, it's mashma that it's not going to allow be allowed. Let me say that again. What? I don't know if it makes a difference. We don't really see too many differences between the halachas of yichud if somebody's sleeping or awake, because if somebody's sleeping, they could just wake up. So we don't really see any differences between sleeping and being awake. It's talking about a case, talking about a motel. And there's a man, and there are a bunch of women. So he's certainly not allowed to be, that's certainly a situation of yichud. But if his wife is with him, the Mishnah says, then it's okay if he's in this motel, in the same room, even though there are other women sleeping in the room, because his wife is with him. The diuk is that if his wife is with him, is permitted, which sounds like if his wife is not with him, but she's just in town, it won't be permitted. That's the diuk. It sounds like it should be aser. That's question number one. And question number two is what I mentioned earlier, that we only said in the Gemara, there's a heter called baila be'ir. Viraklin and isha amru, baila be'ir e'choshashin misham yichud. The Gemara said there's a heter if your husband is in town. Your husband might walk in on you. You're scared of your husband. It didn't say it in the other way. So what should we say? What should we say? So the Imre, the Remeir Arik is going to say a big chiddush. He's going to say that there are two heterim, and he's going to say it in a very interesting, he's going to say an interesting chiluk now, between a man and a woman, based on the mitzvahs. Women are usually home. That means if a woman is in Gourmet Glot, what's going to happen in a few minutes? She's going to finish shopping in Gourmet Glot and come home. A woman comes home. If a woman's teaching in one of the local schools, what happens when she finishes teaching? She's going to come home. Men are not like that. Men are not as homebodies as a woman is. A man goes to shul, and then goes shopping, gets himself breakfast on Central Avenue, and then goes to work, and then does this, and then goes back to mincha. And yeah, at some point he'll come home at night, but it's not the kind of thing that he's a homebody, that he's always, you know, coming home as often. And therefore, there's going to be a significant difference whether a man is at home expecting his wife to come home. You do expect your wife to come home. As opposed to a woman whose husband is in town, he might not come home. Now, watch what Mayor Eric is going to do. First bullet point. Legabe ish nami mahani afshe enish toba bayis. If you have a man who's home with a cleaning lady, he knows that his wife is going to come home at some point. Because mistama tavo tekel beisa, when she finishes shopping in Gourmet Glot, she's going to come home. Tekol kvuda basmel prima. Vein dark lisaiba v'shukim. It's normal. It's most appropriate. Women typically hang out at home. They don't hang out or, you know, hang out schmoozing in the, you know, like men after they finish davening, what happens? They stand in the back of shul, they schmooze. Women, you know, they go home. And therefore, look what he says. Therefore, even if the wife is in the city, it's considered that the wife is imo. Let me say that again. Because the tendency of a woman is to always go home, so even if she's not home right now, the fact that she's in the city, but it's expected she's going to go home soon, because that's just what women typically do, it's going to be considered ishto imo. Therefore, as long as a woman is in the city, it is considered that she's going to come home, and it will be mutter for the husband to be with a cleaning lady, because he knows his wife is going to come home, because that's what women do. But the opposite case, you're not going to have. Aval be'isha darko tamer kol yom b'chutz lebeiso b'zeh mikrei baila be'ir. When you have a man, when you have a woman at home, and the electrician comes in, and her husband might come home, might not come home, there's a heter called baila be'ir. The two cases, let me try to say this clearly. When you have a woman home and her husband's out, or a husband home and his wife is out, we could call that different thing. We could give different names to that. If a woman is home and her husband's in the town, her husband's not going to come home. Not necessarily. He doesn't always come home, but she's scared he might. That's called Baila Be'ir. But if a man is home, even if his wife is not home right now, even if his wife is outside, it's still going to be called Ishto Imo, that his wife is with him. No, she's not. She's outside. But since she always comes home, it's considered Ishto Imo. So therefore, what he's saying is that, hold on. What he's saying is that we equate a man who's in the city, let me rephrase that, the equivalent of a man of Baila Be'ir, when the man's walking around the city, that's called Baila Be'ir. We don't use the word Ishto Be'ir because the Isha is usually not in the city. She usually comes home. So therefore, we don't call it Ishto Be'ir, we call it Ishto Imo, even if she's not home. Meaning, even if she's not home, we're still going to call it Ishto Imo, and it will still be Mutter. Hold on 1 second, now we're going to get to the punchline. But let's say you have a woman who doesn't have a tendency to come home. She's a businesswoman. And she's not a homebody. She's not just like teaching at one of the yeshivas and then she comes home for the rest of the day and cooks her supper for her husband. She's a businesswoman. She goes from client to client to client to client to business meeting to client to client. She's the kind of woman that's not a homebody. Oh. So then, says Rav Meir Arik, such a woman, let's say her husband is home with a cleaning lady. Does he have a heter? What's the heter that we just said? Rav Meir Arik just told us that if a husband is home with a cleaning lady, he assumes his wife is always going to come home. She's always going to come home. She's always going to come home. That's true if you have that kind of woman. But if you have a wife who's a businesswoman, who's always out running and gallivanting, whether it's because she's a businesswoman or maybe she's a chesed machine, and she goes from hospital to hospital to Bikur Cholim to Bikur Cholim to shopping to delivering, she's never home. So she's never home. Then the husband will not have a heter of expecting his wife to come home. So a normal woman who typically comes home regularly, he will have the heter that his wife is considered as though she's there. Why? Even though she's not there, because she's on her way home. She's always on her way home. But if she's the kind of woman that doesn't come home, then there will not be a heter. So what comes out from the Rav Meir Arik is that a woman who's home and her husband's somewhere in town, there's always going to be a heter of Baila Be'ir. If a woman is home and her husband is in town, there's always a heter of Baila Be'ir. But in the opposite, when I'm home, when a man is home with his cleaning lady, then it depends what kind of wife he has. If she's a wife that typically is a homebody and she usually comes home from wherever she goes, whenever she goes out to go to Megillah, the first place is home. Then the husband has a heter of, let's not call it Ishto Be'ir, because that wasn't the language of the Gemara. Let's call it Ishto Imo, which was the language of the Gemara. Why does it say Ishto Imo? She's not home. She's out at Gourmet Glat. But it's considered Ishto Imo because she always comes home after Gourmet Glat. And then it will be mutter for him to be with a cleaning lady at home, knowing that his wife might come home any minute. That's called Ishto Imo. And that's why the Gemara didn't use the word Baila Be'ir, Ishto Be'ir. It didn't say Ishto Be'ir. Because the heter, if you're home with a cleaning lady, the heter is only if your wife will come home soon. If she's the type of person that comes home soon, if she is, then we'll call it Ishto Imo. Even when she's not with you. Even if she's not in the house now, she's in Gourmet Glat, but you know she's coming home, so it's called Ishto Imo. That's why the Gemara didn't use the word Baila Be'ir, not Ishto Be'ir. Because it's called Ishto Imo. She's always coming home. Therefore, when you know your wife is coming home, there will be a heter. You will be allowed to be alone with your cleaning lady, knowing that your wife will come home from Gourmet Glat. On the other hand, So last week we said two svaras. So the answer is that there are two svaras to distinguish between a man and a woman. Number one, if you learn like the Rambam that there's an anxiety, there's a natural fear, nothing about being caught. There's just a natural fear that a woman has if her husband's in town. It could be women, men don't have that natural fear. Just because my wife is in town, I'm scared. She's not coming home. I know she's not coming home. That doesn't make a man doesn't have that anxiety, doesn't have that mental block. A woman is more nervous. That's one thing we said. A second svara that we said is that a woman is always a little more scared that her husband will come home and catch her. According to Rashi, that the concern is that he's going to come home and catch her. A woman is more scared of that. Why is a woman more scared? Because if the woman is caught by her husband, she has to get divorced. She's out of the marriage. The marriage is over. If a man is caught, then they go for therapy. The marriage doesn't have to be over, halachically. So therefore, there's a difference between if a woman does something wrong and if a man does something wrong. And therefore, this chiddush of Rameir Arik is saying that really you can, both men and women have the heter baila beir. But we call it different words. If a woman is home and a man is in the city, anywhere in the city, no matter who he is, there's not going to be, it's going to be mutter, baila beir. We don't use that word when it comes to a man who's home and the wife is in the city. We don't call it baila beir because she always comes home. So we'll give it a different name. We'll call it ishto imo. We'll call it ishto imo. That's why the Gemara talks about ishto imo. But even if she's not home, it's still ishto imo because she usually comes home. But if you have a type of woman who doesn't necessarily come home, and we won't consider it ishto imo when she's out in the city, then you will not have the heter of the fact that the woman is in the city, and it will be prohibited to be misyachi with a cleaning lady at home. The man can't be with a cleaning lady at home. That is an interesting chiddush of the Maharik, and we'll see what he does is. Let's just understand what he does. Everyone agrees that there's a heter baila beir. What's the halach about ishto beir? We saw as a machlokas. What he's doing is he's saying a compromise position. I'm not going to say there is a heter. I'm not going to say there's no heter. I'm going to say it depends what kind of wife you have. Is there a heter that if you're home with the cleaning lady, is it mutter for you? Some say it's mutter, some say it's aser. Says Rav Meir Arik, it depends what kind of wife you have. If you have a wife that she always comes home, then it's mutter. If you have a wife that she goes from place to place to place to place, she jumps all over the place, she's not a homebody, then I will not give you the heter. So what he's doing is he's really taking a compromise position between the two opposing shitos that we saw last week. Now, Rav Menashe Katan Klein, the Mishnah Halachos, deals with this same question, and we're going to take it a step further, this heter of Baila Be'ir. He quotes those who are machmir. Then he says, but most poskim are makel and permitted if the wife is in the city. And then he quotes the tshuva that we just saw from Meir Arik, who distinguishes. Shemachali ben ishto beir v'tamid darke lachzor. She usually comes home, and that's then it should be mutter. Avl isha hamashetes u'mesaveves tamid v'shukim. The one she always goes through. She always traveling. Lomahan, it doesn't help if your wife is in the city, she's traveling. So how do you paskin? That's what Yossi just asked. V'nira d'yesh l'hakel b'di'eved. If you're in such a situation, it's a little bit of shas hatzarach, machlokas, but if you need to, you could be mekel. Especially b'frat, d'yesh l'mavtech mi'beisav, especially if she has the keys to your house. Of course she has the keys to the house. It's better to avoid this situation, he says. So again, if you have a situation that you're home with the cleaning lady, he says that lechatchila, even though your wife is in the city, running around, going to Glamegla, it's a little better if you could avoid it. I, for example, would leave the door unlocked in such a case. But Mikr Hadin, if it's for whatever reason, you can't leave the door unlocked, you have on whom to rely if your wife is the type that will come home. Then it would be mutter to be with the cleaning lady, even if the door is locked. But keep in mind, even if we say that, oh, you're home with the cleaning lady, it's mutter because your wife is going to go home from Kormei Glad at some point. This heter is only if you're home and there's a cleaning lady and your wife will come home. But if you're somewhere else, if you're in at your house, your wife isn't home, but she's going to come home. She might come home at any minute. But if you're somewhere else, where your wife isn't necessarily going to come home to. Like, let's say someone here has an office in the Five Towns. Their work office is in the Five Towns. So are we going to say, oh, my wife is in the city, I have this heter of Ishto Be'ir? No. The only heter that you have is if you're in the, if you're home and she could come home. You're home with the cleaning lady and your wife could come home to the cleaning lady, to you and the cleaning lady. But if you're in an office, so even when your wife finishes that gourmet glad, she's not coming to your office in the Five Towns, she's going home. You're not there. So if you have a secretary, you and your you say you have an office in the Five Towns, and you have a female secretary, and you say, oh, we learned in the Shir, the Mikra, then you could say, Ishto Be'ir, that since my wife is in town, then it's Mutter. Says the Menashe HaKatan Klein, that's only if you're home and your wife could catch you when she comes home. That's because she's coming home, because that's her home base, is home. But if you have an office, she's not coming to your office. So the fact that she's in the same town, she doesn't have a homing mechanism to bring her to your office. She has a homing mechanism that brings her home. Yeah, your wife knows that you're in the office, but your wife isn't constantly coming to your office. That's not going to be a good heter on its own. That's what Menashe HaKatan Klein says. Cameras in the office is a totally different shaila. Cameras in the office has nothing to do with the heter of Baal Be'ir. Cameras in the office would be what I think the heter of Pesach Pasuch Lishus Harabim. It's as though someone's watching you. It's like there's a window. If there's a live stream camera, then it would be mutter because it's a live stream camera. Not if it's a recording. It's not that, oh, well, we could see if 3 days ago he did something wrong or not. No. It has to be that there are people watching you right now. Your wife is watching you right now. She has access to the cameras right now. We had this, Shaila. Somebody in the neighborhood is a lawyer, and during the BLM riots, they had an office in Brooklyn, and during the BLM riots in Brooklyn, they wanted to lock the doors of their legal practice, but the lawyer has a female secretary, and since it was a small family practice, and since it's just one woman, two women there, and the men from our community, so the way it was solved was by having the closed circuit TV accessible to family members, including his wife and others. So that's like she's there. So she could go check up on her husband at any point, and that would be a heter. That would be more of the heter pesuach rather than, you know, that it's like there's a window. It's like she's looking in the window, and that would be mutter. Okay. So halach lemaisa, how do we paskin? I happen to feel that meikar hadin, there is a heter of ishto ba'ir. The poskim say that certainly if you're home and she's coming home, then you could certainly be meikel. If she's not necessarily coming home, or you're somewhere else, it's harder to say that there's a heter, but there's still some poskim who permit. Okay, now I want to finish off with two or three, with some details about the halachos of Baal HaBe'ir. There's one that's a very overwhelming halacha, one that's a very overwhelming halacha. I know I understood that before I was rough here. There was somebody in our community that did this, and a tzaddik in our community who was involved in this, and it was very difficult. The person told me that the challenges of yichud when he adopted a person to his family, the challenges of yichud were overwhelming. But they worked with it. They were careful with yichud, even though a child was adopted. So look at what the Divar Halacha writes. If you remember, one of the limitations of Baal HaBe'ir is that you'll see. Hold on, you'll see. I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. Let's say if it's adapt. I don't know the answer to your question. We learned, one of the halachas of yichud that we learned is that yichud has a limitation. I'm sorry, yichud of the heter, Baal HaBe'ir, that permits yichud does not apply if the people are friendly with another. If you remember the story that we had, going back to the very beginning of the sugya, the Gemara told us the story that Rav Bibi was in the attic of Rav Yosef and Rebbetzin Yosef, And they finished eating, and Rabbi Yosef went to the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Bibi said, take the ladder away so I can't get downstairs to Mrs. Yosef. And the Gemara said, what's the problem? Rabbi Yosef is still in the town, so it's by the beer. And the Gemara answered, no, because Rabbi Bibi, the guest, and Mrs. Yosef, the hostess, were good friends from elementary school. They were Geisei Bahadad. They were second cousins. They knew each other from when they were kids. And therefore, there's no heter by the beer when there's a relationship between the married woman whose husband is nearby and the man who's having the yichud with. What about the situation where they adopt a boy? A couple adopts a boy. The wife is home, and the boy who's adopted is home. Let's say he's over 9 now, so there's an isser of yichud on him. We remember, yichud is only asr for a boy who's roi labia. So you have a woman, a wife, who's home with her with the adopted son, who's now 10 years old, 11 years old, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. But her husband works locally. So theoretically, when your husband works locally, that's the heter of Baila Be'ir, right? The husband goes shopping. That's the heter of Baila Be'ir. He'll come back soon. The husband could walk in at any minute. But wait a second. We said that the heter of Baila Be'ir does not apply in a case of Gaspa. If the woman and the man with whom she's having yichud have some kind of relationship, some kind of kasher. It doesn't have to be an erotic relationship. It doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It has to be they have a connection. Says the Chazon Ish, look at this terrifying psak. Hamegadol yosam o yosama besoch beso. Even if they don't know that they're adopted, they think it's their natural mother. Ein lechalibo gaspa yosam yizeh. This is libo gaspa. This is a real close friendship relationship. This is the woman who takes care of him. There's the woman who cares for him, who provides for his needs. He's an adopted child. And therefore, even though the husband is in town, this woman who's adopted mother, who's taken care of this boy for the past 2, 4, 5, 6, 10 years, there's going to be an Isser of Yichud. Why? What do you mean? Baal Be'ir. But there's no Baal Be'ir by libo gaspa. Look at this Shiloh. Upam achas, one time it happened in Bnei Brak, hayanar ben yud gimel shana, there was a 13-year-old boy who is a yasom, and he was raised by an adopted family. She gidalta choragto mialduso. The adopted parent raised him from childhood, from when he was a baby. V'hiz himaron hachazanish, the chazanish said, you have to be careful with the yichud of this child with his stepmother, with his foster mother. Im choragto, k'she'en sham aviv, if the father's not present. Wow. What a big chumrah. Is this a chumrah? Is this mikra din? This is how the Chazon Ish paskened. Wow. Are others mekel? I don't know. Could be. This sefer I told you, the Dvar Halacha, was written by a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. So, you know, he's quoting, of course, Chazon Ish. Would others be mekel? Maybe others would be mekel because he was adopted as a child. Therefore, there's no Yetzirah. A stepmother who adopts a 1-year-old child and raises him as his own child, maybe she doesn't have a Yetzirah for such a boy. The child who assumes it's his mother might not have Yitzhar for his mother because that's how he grew up. So that might be a Svara, that maybe Rosh Hashanah might say a Svara like that, I don't recall. But either way, the Chazon Ish here tells us that this is going to be, even if there's Baal Be'ir, you don't have a Heter. He's not just saying that this is Nisr Yichud. Of course it's Nisr Yichud. But he's saying you don't even have the Heter Baal Be'ir because it's Gaspa. Wow. Okay, now the last, this next halacha, that before we see something who will sort of sum everything up, this next halacha, Chaf Aleph, is something that I tried to research and there's very little written on it. You have Far Rockaway, there's Inwood, there's Lawrence, there's Cedarhurst, there's Woodmere, there's North Woodmere, there's Hewlett. Did I just mention 6 towns or did I mention 1 city? The 5 towns. 5 towns and Far Rockaway. If the husband works in Far Rockaway, and if, let's say, I'm sitting here right now in the office in Shari Tefillah. I'm a block away from Far Rockaway. So let's say my wife is in Far Rockaway and I'm over here. Is there a heter of Baal Be'ir? Or somebody has an office, someone lives in Lawrence and they have an office in Cedarhurst? What about Woodmere? Maybe there's an intermission of Cedarhurst in the middle, breaking Lawrence to Woodmere are separated by Cedarhurst in the middle. Is Hewlett, that's like a whole 10-minute drive. But it's all adjacent. They flow one to the other. There's no gap. You know, in Hilchas Erevin, we talk about what is considered a city or carrying from one city. You know, you're allowed to have, I don't mean Erevin in terms of like a Shabbos, like an Erev wire. I'm talking about an Erev Tchumen, that you're allowed to go 2,000 Amos from the end of the city. Well, what's the city? Where's the end of the city? We know the halacha is that if there's no gap of 70.6 Amos, I think 70.6 Amos, between the two villages, then it's considered one city. So for example, Far Rockaway, let me talk about Lawrence. Lawrence goes straight into Cedarhurst. Cedarhurst goes straight into Woodmere. Woodmere goes straight into Euler. There's no gap. And that's why on Shabbos, there's no problem of Tchumen, of walking 2,000 Amos. You could walk from the beginning of Lawrence, where we are, where I am in Shari Tefila, right near the 878, through all of Lawrence, all of Cedars, all of Woodmere, all of Ulit, and you don't even start your 2,000 Amos yet, because it's all one city, because there's no gap of 70 Amos. Okay, that could be. The post can actually say, well, that's what he's going to talk about right now. Let's see. What are the parameters of this? So unfortunately, there's very, very, very little written about this. This is also Nogaya, Tinek and Bergenfield. Fort Lee is Taka. That's a 5-minute drive. Okay, Fort Lee I don't think is the same as Tinek. But Tinek and Bergenfield are adjacent to each other. So if the wife lives in Tinek and the husband works in Bergenfield, what's going to be there? I'm saying you have a lot of... what about the five boroughs? Is the Bronx and Manhattan one ear? Or is it two ears? It's all New York City. But it's two boroughs. Or do we say Flappish and Borough Park? There's no break at all. They're both... the husband works in Borough Park, they live in Flappish. The wife is in Flappish. So is it Heta Baila Be'ir? Yeah, that would be a bigger break than any of the other examples. That's true. Well, Manhattan's also an island, but yes, Staten Island, you know, also it's in New York City as far as legal tax jurisdiction is New York City. On the other hand, it's its own. Okay, so these questions, there's very, very little literature about it. Very little literature. I was looking for a long time. I found very little. But let's see what he says. We'll see just a little bit. I don't have much to tell you about all these cases. L'inyan ir gedola ma'od. They talk about a city called Antuchia. I don't know what city Antuchia is. Anyone know what city Antuchia is? So in modern language, do we know what Antuchia is? Antioch is a big city in Syria? Okay, fine. Great. L'inyan ir gedola ma'od, that's what they talk about, that city of Antioch. It's a gigantic city. Let's say you have a gigantic city. Again, you have a city like Moscow, like New York City, like gigantic city, Mexico City, gigantic city. Is there a Heter Vaila Be'ir? Is that one ear? You have Cedarhurst and Lawrence. Ad Kama Mechshav Vaila Be'ir. Says the Dvar Halacha, Lo Matzas Mevor BePoskim. I don't really find much clarified in the Poskim. So it hasn't been so helpful. But I will tell you what the Chazon Ish said about Tel Aviv. Uv'shem Maran HaChazon Ish Amru, Shahor B'shnas Tavshin Yud Gimel, about 71 years ago, he said the following. Shekol Tel Aviv, all of Tel Aviv, Ashchono Seha Rechokos Nechsha B'kula B'ayla B'ir. Tel Aviv, all of the neighbors of Tel Aviv, even though Tel Aviv is, it's nothing like New York City, it's nothing like Moscow, it's nothing like Mexico City, but Tel Aviv, with all, how many people does Tel Aviv have? 500,000, let's say. All the neighborhoods of Tel Aviv proper. I don't mean the Gush Dan. You'll see in a minute. Tel Aviv, with all the neighborhoods, is all considered one city. Fine. Well, inyan Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan. Ramat Gan is adjacent to Tel Aviv. It's on the border. Pasak Az, the Chazon Ish Paskin then. I don't know what was between them. Was there maybe some fields or plantations in 71 years ago that broke them up, or were they just flowed into the other? Was there a highway that cut them in between? I don't know. But the Chazon Ish Paskin then, the Havi Kira Cheres. Wow. Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan, the Mamash, they're really adjacent to each other. Again, what breaks them apart? I don't know, but he said that's already a different city. Maybe it's because people call it different things. Kol Shekein Petach Tikva v'Tel Aviv. Well, if you look on the map, I looked at the map, you have Tel Aviv on the coast, then Ramat Gan, and Petach Tikva is on the other side of Ramat Gan. So you have Tel Aviv and Petah Tikva on the outside, sandwiching Ramat Gan in the middle. So if Ramat Gan in the middle is is a different city than Tel Aviv. Certainly, Petah Tikva, which is further away, on the other side, the far side of Ramat Gan, will be a different city than Tel Aviv. Now, keep in mind, these are all straight one to the other, to the other, to the other. I don't know what the Metzius was 71 years ago, where there are Pardesim in between, where there was an empty field between them that was 71 Amos, just like Erevin. And that's why there was a break. Is there a big highway that constituted a break? I don't know. Is it just the fact that they had a different name? They're called different names. I don't know how the tax jurisdictions are in, I don't know how the tax jurisdictions work in Eretz Yisrael. So it's hard to know what the svaras are. I don't know. I guess a guy from Bnei Brak would never walk into Tel Aviv. Yeah. I don't know. Again, this unfortunately is a hard, it's very, very difficult to find. It does seem, I'm really not sure what the halacha is. And it's very nogel ma'is because you have, this is very nogel, this shayla of Baal Habir is very nogel ma'is because you have people who live in Lawrence and they work in Cedarhurst. There are plenty of people in Lawrence who work in Cedarhurst. Plenty of men work in Cedarhurst who live in Lawrence. So it's right adjacent to each other. There's no break. There's no gap. Do you have a heter b'ayla b'ir? It's not so clear to me. Different city. We call it different cities. Different tax. I think there's different taxes, right? Dr. Pesach? Different taxes in Cedarhurst and Lawrence? Yeah, there are different taxes. So, you're right, but the fact that it's different taxes, it means... keep what you said in mind. Let's look at Rav Kloisenberger, who's going to sum up the sugya and provide some new svaras that we never saw. And with this, you'll understand why I mean, why it might be important that it's a different tax jurisdiction. You're right. There's no nafkamina whether she's scared of her husband walking, whether the husband happens to be working in a place where there's the same taxes or not. You're right. But let's see some new svaras that we actually never saw with the Kloisenberger. The Kloisenberger... who you all know as the great tzaddik in the concentration camps, in the DP camps, all the nisim that he did, and the tzidkas that he was shomer mitzvahs lemahadrin, even in under the Nazis, yimach shemam. Well, he was also a big talmid chacham, and he wrote very beautiful tshuvas that I think we've seen a few of them together. So Shas tshuvas divrei yatziv, he talks about this shaila: is there a heter of baila beir? He talks a little bit about the Baal Habir. Okay, so let's see what he says. Yes, sir. But you're right, but it has a different name. I don't know, but we do. Yeah, I don't know. But let's see. You'll see. Certainly Harnof also. Even in terms of Hilchas Megillah, when Harnof was first built and there was nothing connecting Harnof to the rest of Yerushalayim, they didn't, I don't know if they laned, it might not have been so clear that they should lane Megillah on the same day as Yerushalayim. Similarly, my in-laws who live in Ramot is right at the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and there was a sort of a field, there's a big field, there still is a field, that was not built up until it was considered like part of Yerushalayim at the first. Some people were machmir to say Megillah on two different days in Ramot, and at this point it's already considered just a part of Yerushalayim. again, I don't know. But let's see. He's going to say, present some svaras that will appreciate why we might care about something artificial like a name or a tax jurisdiction. You know, we're talking about Hilchas Yichud, and is my husband going to walk in or not? What's the difference whether it's the same tax or different tax jurisdiction, the same name or different name? You'll see in this Kloisenberger svara that will help us understand these fine distinctions. So, one second. Okay, one of the questions that we've been talking about is, do we have the heter of Baal? Let's talk about Baal Beir. Forget about Ishto Beir, regular Baal Beir. Does Baal Beir apply if the husband is anywhere, the wife is anywhere in the city, or only if she's at home? Again, Baal Beir. So we saw there was a Chayadam who said, no, it's only if she's home. Now, if it's other places in the city, it's only if the husband knows where she is, not if the husband doesn't know where she is. But the Chida writes, to bekol ofen shari. Any situation that the husband is in the city, his wife is allowed to have yichud. The milsa psikta hi b'shas u'psokim. It's just a blanket statement in the shas and poskim. B'li chilukim. We should make up chilukim. The rabbi said, Baila is in the city, then it's mutter because Baila is in the city. What's the svara? What's the svara? He says, the svara is not just that he's going to knock on the door, the husband will walk in and catch her in the act. That's not the heter. The husband will catch her in the act. That's why she wouldn't do anything wrong. But if, like, for example, the husband doesn't know where she is, he can't. Ella, rather, it's kolzman shabayla be'ir. You're going to see the svara that we've been speaking about, the way the Chazon Ish introduced the svara. As long as the husband's in town, shora aleha pachad tiv'i. She has a natural fear, an anxiety, a little bit of a fear of her husband. That envelops her. She's worried about any, you know, minuscule possibility. You know, somebody who's anxious, anything will tick them off. Anything will, you know, will make them nervous. Even though my husband went far away, my husband's busy with a client. But maybe he'll come and pop in. You never know, because she's anxious. That's the kind of thing that we have. What about the Shaila that, let's say, you're talking to your husband, she's talking to her husband on caller ID. They're on one side of Brooklyn. They live in Flatbush, and he works in Park Slope. Park Slope is a good half-hour drive. He works in downtown Brooklyn. It's a half an hour from downtown Brooklyn to Flatbush or to Borough Park. And he just spoke to his wife, and he was on caller ID from the office, from the law firm. On Court Street in downtown Brooklyn. It's a half-hour drive from Court Street, where his law office is, to her house. And she just spoke to him on the phone. So the next 25 minutes, she knows he's not coming home, right? Right? So is it going to be Yicha now? Because maybe she could do whatever she wants, and the husband can't get there for the next 25 minutes? Says the Kloisenberger, there will still be a heter by Levier. Va'af bizmanenu, shemotzi ha-telephone, we have a telephone, v'dibri ito achsha, b'yosam yirichuk makom. She just spoke to him, and he's all the way down on Court Street from the office. B'chozos mekonin and beliba, she has like this concern in her heart. Sveikos, all kinds of question marks. Right, again, we're talking about an anxiety. This is how people with anxiety work, and every woman has a little bit of an anxiety when it comes to her husband. All kinds of chshasha, shonos, deshema, who bekiv makom. Maybe he's trying to test her. Maybe he's pretending to call her from the courtroom, Court Street office. He's playing games with the caller ID, but really he's down the block trying to test her. So she's just gonna, you know, she's not gonna do anything wrong. Ki ha-pachad ha-tivi lo merapim mimenu. It's not gonna let go of her. Kol zman shabanim sabir. There's an anxiety that a woman has. Fine. Uviyosa nira demeikara. Look at what he's gonna say in this very interesting svara. This paragraph is very interesting. We haven't seen this presentation yet. Uviyosa nira, it seems. The Chachamim, typically women aren't home. Men step out of the home. They go to Mincha, right? Chachamim didn't want to make life so difficult that there would be an issue of Yichud if the husband ran to Mincha for a minute. Because we know that Yichud, really, we learned this months ago when we started the Surah of Yichud. Yichud is like a minute and a half. The issue of Yichud is the amount of time that it takes to swallow, to roast an egg and swallow it. 35 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. So every time the husband walks out for a minute or two, you know, there's someone in the house, she's going to be in the yichud. Chacham didn't want to set it up like that. So a shir yichud is man katzar ma'od lamavur b'poskim. And even more so, if, okay. And so the Chachamim said the following. This is what the mind process that was going through the Chachamim's mind as they made this heter called Ba'ir. Umikevan sherova yaros enon gedolos kolkach. Look what he says. Since typically most cities are not so big, Lawrence is not so big, Cedarhurst is not so big, Woodmere is not so big. Therefore, lo asur mitchila rak sheyotzili racheres. The Chacham made their iser that the Zinzer Yichud only when the husband goes to a different city. But once they made that, based on Rove cities, they said that even if it will happen to be a gigantic city like Mexico City, like New York City, like Chicago, like Moscow, they made a low plug. That since they want to remake it like in a little town like Lawrence, which is 3-4 minutes wide, how long will it take you to drive from one end of Lawrence to the other end of Lawrence? From the 878 till the fire station. It's about a 3-minute drive at most on Central Avenue. So Chacham didn't want you to have to worry about Yichud for a 3-minute drive like that. Once they said that, they made a low plug that whenever you have a city, even if it's a city as big as Moscow, that there's not going to be an issue of Baila Beer. What do you mean? But Moscow takes an hour and a half to get from one edge to the other. It doesn't matter. That's how Chacham set up this gzeira. Especially, why are you assuming that we're talking about bad people? If Rat Shemadur Be'isha Ksherev L'Prutzel in Yichudim, someone who doesn't have libo gaspa, you're talking about a regular woman. Regular, why should you assume problems? A regular woman, she's having yichud with somebody that she doesn't necessarily have a relationship with. To assume that she's going to be seduced so quickly, you don't have to assume something. So therefore, anywhere in the city, any kind of city, it's going to be mutter. Furthermore, another swali he's going to say, why are you worried that she's going to cheat or do something inappropriate when her husband is home? Her husband is in town. Why does she have to look for something? If she's looking for something to some warmth, why does she have to look outside of the marriage when her husband's in town? It's one thing if her husband's disappeared for months. So we're okay, I understand. You know, she wants something and her husband's not available to provide it for her. I hear something could happen. But Baila Be'ir means her husband's local. So what are you worried that she's going to do something to find comfort elsewhere outside of the marriage when her husband's local? She's not going to come to rebel to his loyalty to her, even if she's not so from. Va'af. Okay. Even though she's not so from, but she could be not so from, but she's still not going to want to mess up her husband, who's local. And furthermore, now he first brings in the svara that we've been working with. If he catches her because kolasa, then she'll be asa forever. So, basically, what he's trying to say is that he's building a rationale for the svara, a multifaceted rationale why there's a heter of Baila Be'ir. The Chachamim didn't want to make an yichud so overwhelming, so as long as, you know, it's reasonable, if he steps out for a minute, it's not going to be aser. Once they said it about a small town, they extended it to any town to make like a low plug. And whenever you have Baila Be'ir, by definition, you have Pas Besala, her husband, you know, is available for her. So it's not just a matter of the husband walking in. And here he quotes the phrase that I told you. V'shuv her uni b'shima chazir sha'amar. What does it mean, emas baila, that she's scared of her husband, that he'll walk in? The words of the chazish was, is anervin. Like we said, it's an anxiety. And who relied on that? Halacha l'maisa. Fine. So based on this, you could understand a little bit that there's sort of a low plug. There's sort of a low plug. That really they made their takana. This is what I want to focus on. He had a svara that Chachamim made their takana as a low plug. They didn't want to make it so convenient. The second the husband walks outside, steps outside, runs to mincha, there's going to be yichud all of a sudden. So they made a halacha that if he's in town, nothing to worry about. And normally towns were small, but once they made that halacha, it applied even if it's a big town. But once you see that it's a low plug, so you see that it depends on, you know, this is how they made a geder, is when he's in town or he's not in town. So if you are in Lawrence, Cedarhurst is not the same town. Because otherwise, yeah, there's no way to make a cutoff. You have to make a cutoff. Where is it close enough? We don't want to give numbers. We don't want to give time distance, numeric distances. We don't want to give time intervals, time durations. We wanted to give a way that you could say, this is reasonable, that's not reasonable. In the same town, okay, we'll make a low plug. Anything in the same town is mutter. Out of the town is aser. So maybe Lawrence and Cedarhurst is two towns. You could hear such a story like that. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't really know what the halacha is with Lawrence and Cedarhurst. It could be that since we're all connected and there's no gap, it is mutter. Balbir would be mutter from Lawrence and Cedarhurst. But you could hear the question that once we're working with a low plug, they just said town will be the cutoff point and whatever's another town. Another tax jurisdiction is another town. It's a way for them to make the low plug. You're right. The tax jurisdiction does not change a woman's Yetzirah, a man's Yetzirah, the chances that a man's going to walk into his wife or not into his wife. But the fact that it's a different tax jurisdiction means it's a different town. If the svara of Baal Beer is just that they need a cutoff point and there's a low plug, so once it's a different town, based on the tax jurisdiction, so it's a different town, and therefore it will have a different status in terms of low plug. So you could see, based on this Kleisenberger, there a little bit of rationale why we would look at the name of the town, why we look at what it's called, what its tax jurisdiction might be, and not just what is reasonable for him to knock on the door or not knock on the door. Okay, so for example, like you remember we saw in the Chazon Ish a few minutes ago, he said that Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan are two separate towns. Can I ask you a question? Let's say you're on the last block in Tel Aviv, closest to Ramat Gan, and my wife is on the last block of Ramat Gan, closest to Tel Aviv. So between, we're in two towns, but between us, it's like a 34-second drive, a four-minute walk. But she's in one town and I'm in another town. Well, I'm sorry. That's called Baila, that's not Baila Beer. He said that Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv are two, not the same town. So just because you're in a different part of the town, that could only make sense if you understand Chazal set it up as a low plug. This town is the cutoff, and if it's a different town, it's a different town. Okay, just to finish off, what about the following situation? Let's say you have a woman whose husband is in town. A new question I'm going to ask. A woman who has Baila Be'ir. And the frum electrician comes into the house, and there's a married woman there. So the married woman has a heter Baila Be'ir. So the frum electrician could come into the house. They will lock the door when the frum electrician comes in. The frum electrician will do the work on the electricity, and the woman will be drinking coffee in the kitchen. The married woman will be drinking the coffee in the kitchen, and it's mutter, even though the door is locked, because her husband is in town, Baila Be'ir. My question to you now, Rabbi Ose, is what if this woman has her girlfriend, her friend that she's drinking coffee with, whose husband is not in town? Do we say that since the Balas Habayis has a heter Baila Be'ir and allows the electrician to come in, does that mean that anyone who she's with will also be mutter? The person, there's the Balas Habayis, the electrician. Mutter because Baila Be'ir, even if the door is locked. But if her friend is with her, her friend who's not Baila Be'ir, she's just a neighbor from down the block whose husband works, who's on a business trip to Thailand, visiting some factory there, is she allowed to be there? You and I know that one man and two women are usher. You have one electrician and two women. This is yichud. You're telling me that the electrician and the married woman don't have yichud because the married woman is Baila Be'ir. But could the electrician be with that other woman who's visiting? Could the other woman visiting be with the electrician? Is the heter of Baila Be'ir going to be mati the other women there whose husbands are not in town? This is a shah that's raised in the Tzitz Eliezer. And he quotes the shah's Shuas Nechba Bekesef, that what? The Svir Lei, not bepshitus, it's obvious that it will be mutter. There's some women that are married and some who aren't. Meaning there's a woman who doesn't even have a husband. It will help. Why? Let's think of the svara. There is a woman here who's Baila Be'ir. There's an electrician coming in. There's one woman who's the Baala Sabayas, her husband is in town. Is she going to do anything wrong? Oh, no way, her husband's in town. So since she won't do anything wrong, the other girl is going to be embarrassed to do anything inappropriate because she knows that the hostess is not going to do anything wrong. So she won't want to be, this visiting woman won't want to do anything inappropriate if she knows the other girl won't be involved. When do we say that one man is us with two women? The two women could both do something inappropriate. But if one of the women will definitely not do something inappropriate because her husband's in town, then the visiting girl will also not want to do anything inappropriate, knowing the girl whom she's with is not going to do anything inappropriate. So therefore, neither will do anything wrong. That's what he says. Dimikavan, dehanesuos in yicholas no simo, because they're scared that her husband's going to walk in. Mishum demirsis imi balan, gamha bilti nesuos. Even those other women who are present, Mistafu Mehan will be scared of the married woman. Why? She galu sodom. The married woman who's not involved might tell people about, what happened, because the married woman's not going to do anything. It's her baila be'ir. She's not going to get involved. The married woman won't get involved. She might talk about what these other people are doing. Oh. It doesn't make a difference. It will still be mutter. Okay.
We say usually if one woman will not do, you could have mechape by that they'll cover up for one another by when they'll both do the iser. But if one's not going to do the iser, we're not worried. We will think that she'll tell on her friend who did something wrong.